Welcome to the Deep Dive. So today we're actually right in the middle of things, standing on the corn mark in Witten. And if you could see it, well, it's a busy parking lot, honestly. It feels a bit like the Wild West, you know, cars everywhere. But don't let that fool you. This seemingly ordinary spot is, well, it's right at the center of a pretty big local debate. There's a lot going on here, more than meets the eye.
Okay.
Okay, so the current plans, they involve some social housing along Johannesstrasse, and then greening about half the area. That's, what, 2,000 square meters?
Around that, yeah.
But then you've got this counterproposal, the Initiative for a Green Corn Market.
Mm.
And they're making some, well, pretty bold claims. They want the whole thing greened. And they're saying, controversially, that this is basically the only way to stop the apocalypse, you know, climate catastrophe.
Well, only way is quite a statement, isn't it? I mean, especially when you think the whole corn market is only about 4,000 square meters in total.
Right.
From, you know, an urban planning perspective, every bit helps, of course, but we know even 100 square meters of urban forest can have a real impact. So the 2,000 square meters they're already proposing, that's pretty good for an inner city. It's quite a decent chunk of green space.
Okay, so it's not just a token gesture then.
Yeah.
That 2,000 meters is genuinely impactful.
Mm.
Puts the apocalypse claim into a bit of perspective, maybe.
Yeah.
So this parking lot, this battleground of ideas, it's called the corn market, the grain market.
Yep.
But it's a parking lot now. So how did a grain market become this? What's the history here? What secrets does it hold? I think to really get this debate, we need to rewind a bit.
Okay.
So let's unpack this then. From its surprising start as this vital economic place to its very debated future. This deep dive, I think, will show how one sort of ordinary parking lot can tell a much bigger story about the city, its people, and what public space even means. It really is incredible when you think about it, the journey this place, the Corn Market, has been on. From, you know, a key market hub to, well, to this debated parking lot now. The actual physical space has changed so much over the centuries.
Oh, absolutely. And its evolution, it really mirrors these bigger shifts in society and the economy. For quite a while, Witten's Corn Market wasn't just a market. It was the most important one in Westphalia, more so than Hattingen or Herdeck, even.
The most important.
Yeah, you could almost say it was like the Silicon Valley of grain trading for the whole region back then. It set prices. It drove the economy well beyond Witten itself. It had the first grain exchange in the area. So the prices, they agreed on Thursdays. Well, that set the standard everywhere.
Wow.
But then around the 1880s, other places like Hagen and later Dortmund, they got better connected, especially with the railways. So the grain exchange, it moved there.
Infrastructure.
Exactly. And then much later, from the 1960s or so, you get the rise of supermarkets. That fundamentally changed how people shopped for food, didn't it? And traditional markets like the corn market, well, they faded. It stopped being a grain market around 1884.
So its decline wasn't just about like changing tastes, but literally about infrastructure shifting away. That's fascinating. Kind of echoes how cities still change today, right?
It really does. And, you know, that brings us back to that story of the sack trigger, the sack carrier sculpture in the fountain. This sculpture, it used to stand sort of down below where we are now. It was actually given to the city in 1909.
Okay, by the Verschönerungsverein Witten, a local beautification group. But it presented this very sort of romanticized, almost transfigured view of what was, in reality, incredibly harsh work.
Right. Nostalgia kicking in after the fact.
Pretty much. They gifted it about 25 years after the market itself had declined, looking back with, you know, rose-tinted glasses. But if that sculpture could talk, it would tell a very different story.
Huh.
A story of just struggling to find work, the immense physical effort, the toll it took. These men, they could carry 2.5 hundred weight of grain. That's, what, 125 kilo?
Yeah.
275 pounds on their backs.
Staggering. It is. And they were absolutely essential. Without that kind of bone-crushing labor, you wouldn't have had the railways, the roads, the factories, none of the infrastructure the modern industrial state needed. So the statue isn't just some quaint historical marker. It's really a reminder that our whole industrial world was built on this incredibly tough, often invisible labor. Labor by people whose stories just got forgotten. I really, really hope that if it does come back to the corn market, as planned, they explain that true history. The unromanticized version.
That's such a crucial point, isn't it? Separating that romantic haze from the actual gritty reality of the past. We probably overlook that a lot in cities. You mentioned it was a social hub, too. Was it ever a flashpoint? You know, social unrest linked to the grain?
Oh, definitely. It wasn't just commerce. It was central for communication, for social life. And yes, absolutely a stage for hunger riots.
Yeah.
Like the ones led by women back in 1795.
Women led them.
Yes. During wartime, grain was scarce and women were right at the front. They stormed the grain stores, demanding food, needing to bake bread. They were active instigators, apparently not even deterred by the military. It's a really under-researched bit of Witten's history, but it says so much about the market's social weight. And if we sort of step back and connect this to the bigger picture, the corn market is like a perfect little microcosm of how cities evolve. It really highlights how this piece of land, which the city bought back in the 1840s using citizens' tax money, was fundamentally common property. It was part of the
The
almende.
El Mende.
Yeah, this old concept of communal land, owned by everyone, used for the collective good. It's something we don't talk about much now, but it's key to understanding places like this historically. It wasn't just city property in an abstract sense, it was ours, the communities. And unfortunately, the city has sold off quite a bit of its common land over the years. Which really brings up a big question, doesn't it? What do we consider valuable public space today? And what's our responsibility to its past, its present, and its future? Especially these shared commons like the Almende, which the corn market originally was.
So what does all this mean for you, listening? When you think about the debates over spaces in your own town or city, whether it's a parking lot or a park or some new development,
Yeah.
maybe reflecting on the deep, sometimes really surprising history, like here at the Corn Mart. Maybe that gives a richer way to think about what we build, what we decide to keep, and why it all matters. Makes you wonder, doesn't it? How many other seemingly mundane parking lots out there are sitting on top of centuries of forgotten stories?